KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The European Court of Human Rights is set to deliver its ruling today in a landmark case brought by double Olympic champion Caster Semenya. A court in France will decide whether Semenya can be forced to lower her testosterone levels to compete in events as a woman. The ruling is regarded as a key decision on contested gender testing following the controversy at the 2024 Paris Olympics over the gender of an Algerian boxing champion. Newswatch's Mangoliso Kumalo reports.
Semenya, a two-time Olympic gold medalist, has fought for over a decade against what she calls discriminatory and degrading rules imposed by World Athletics. The 34-year-old Semenya has refused to take hormone-suppressing drugs, leading to exclusion from her favoured 800-metre race since 2019. A previous decision by the European Court found that Semenya was unfairly discriminated against, but stopped short of overturning World Athletics' testosterone rules. Today's ruling by the Grand Chamber, the highest level of the court, could either strengthen that position or alter the global supporting landscape entirely. Caster Semenya says she's not fighting for herself, but for the future generations of female athletes.
That report by Newswatch's Mangaliso Kumalo. Paramedics have had their hands full this morning attending to three major incidents on our roads. Two people have been killed in separate crashes. A pedestrian was run over in Pietermaritzburg. ALS paramedics Gareth Jameson says it happened near Otto's Bluff Road.
It is believed that a vehicle and a taxi had collided in the junction before a taxi lost control and veered off the road, colliding with a pedestrian. Paramedics assessed the pedestrian, a male believed to be in his 40s. However, he had sustained fatal injuries and there was nothing paramedics could do for him, and he was declared deceased at the scene.
Earlier, one person was killed in a crash between a truck and a bus near KwaMashu, north of Durban. Jameson says the truck driver was also killed.
It is alleged that a truck travelling Durban-bound somehow lost control and veered across the centre medium, colliding into a bus. Paramedics found multiple casualties on scene, and immediately more ambulances as well as advanced life support paramedics were dispatched to assist. A triage was done and a total of 35 people were found to have sustained various injuries. Multiple ambulances were used to stabilise the injured on scene before the patients were transported to various Durban hospitals for the further care that they required.
Public Works Minister Dean McPherson says he'll push for criminal charges over last year's deadly building collapse in George. 34 construction workers died when a five-storey residential property under development collapsed in May. A forensic investigation confirmed serious irregularities and non-compliance with building regulations last year. McPherson says criminal elements were also involved. He was speaking during a media briefing ahead of the tabling of his department's budget in Parliament yesterday.
I think that criminal charges are obviously required. 34 people don't just die in a building and everyone walks away and continues life as normal. That is why I'm so determined to protect the integrity of the investigation from political interference and pressure, because if we get it wrong, I'm going to be held accountable. So on the one hand, some politicians are screaming and shouting that they want reports released. Those same people will scream and shout when people walk free because the investigation was compromised.
And Brazil has warned it will retaliate after Donald Trump announced he's going to place a 50% tariff on copper imports into the U.S. It follows similar hikes on sectors including aluminium and steel. The president says the tax is unnecessary to protect American manufacturing across industries like defense, electronics, and car making. Brazil is one of America's main steel suppliers. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has threatened to reciprocate. A recap of our lead story, the European Court of Human Rights is set to deliver its ruling today in a landmark case brought by double Olympic champion Caster Semenya. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.